dancing down the street with his way blue eyes. Every new boy that you meet doesn't know the real surprise.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning. Elliot Easton with a birthday today. Everyone was clapping along with that, I know. My best friend's girl from The Cars, Elliot Easton, lead guitarist for The Cars. He turns 70 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Big part of that sound, The Cars, back in the late 70s, early 80s. Joined on the phone lines now by Melanie Curtis. She is a board member of United States Parents Involved in Education, president of the Michigan State Chapter of USPIE, and you can find them at USPIE.org. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you very much for having me today.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit first about what United States Parents Involved in Education is all about.
Well, USPIE is a nonprofit nationwide coalition that we're trying to return the power of education to parents and local communities, which is what our Constitution and founding fathers had in mind. And we believe that the federal and state oversight has really undermined the quality of education for our students. And so we're working hard to reduce the federal intervention and to increase parental authority. But the problem is parents really need to be in control, and the government schools have done their best to try to undermine parental control of government schools. So we're very much in the lead in encouraging parents to just take their kids out of government schools.
Okay, so how have you seen this conversation change post-COVID? Parents got such a wake-up call by being able to see what was in some of the curricula, seeing what was taught in classrooms, seeing some of the books that were used, the conversations being had over Zoom and remote learning. And then, of course, on college campuses, too, it's been eye-opening perhaps just in the past few weeks as college presidents from Harvard and Penn and elsewhere testify and parents across the country are aghast at what they're actually saying.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. So COVID did open a lot of parents' eyes. And I think, you know, on a basic level, it made parents realize that their kids are not being taught properly how to read, write, and do math. I mean, in Michigan, nearly 60% of our kids can't read, write, and do math at grade level. And that they started to realize that. But then on top of it, they saw these sexually explicit materials coming through and examples even in math assignments. And then this critical race theory model where it talks about a worldview based on oppressed and oppressor. And so parents started to really get the idea that schools were toxic in what they were trying to teach kids. And so you saw a lot as schools reopened of parents either not sending their kids back, so an upsurge in homeschooling, or attending school board meetings to try to have more influence in the schools themselves.
Melanie Curtis with us from United States Parents Involved in Education, USPIE.org. We talked earlier, the Harvard-Harris poll that I think was released Friday, Saturday, asking people what they thought about a number of topics. 18 to 24-year-olds, 70% of 18 to 24-year-olds say they agreed with the statement that white people are oppressors. And around 60% said they agreed that Hamas killing 1,200 Jews and taking 250 hostages was justified by their grievances. And you wonder how those young people, that age group, believe this. And you look at what some of the work that USPIE is doing, and there are teachers pushing this rhetoric on middle schoolers in Oakland and Maryland.
Yes, it's insidious throughout our schools. We had a book recently in our local school district that the teachers were using called Teaching Literature Through Critical Race Theory. And it has a chapter on the Marxist critical race theory of rich versus poor. And then it talks about black critical race theory, feminist critical race theory, and critical race theory. And what they all have in common is there is an oppressed class of people and an oppressor group. And then teachers start to sort kids and have them identify themselves as oppressed versus oppressor. And what you said is exactly right, that what it does is it justifies bad behavior by the oppressed by saying that they're behaving that way to recover from having been oppressed. And that's one of the insidious issues that's dividing kids in our schools and creating a lot of tension where there shouldn't be any. The effort to teach our kids that we're all Americans, that no, we're not perfect, but we're all trying to move forward and create a society where everyone can be respected is directly contradicted by what's happening. And the worst part is, we've seen in states that have outlawed critical race theory or in school districts that have passed policies against critical race theories that the teachers are so immersed in it that they are doing it anyway. And this is this disclosure that that teachers are doing it anyway, and you can see the impact that it's actually having on students, is one of the reasons why we strongly encourage parents to take their kids out of the government schools.
Melanie, we got about 60 seconds here. I know there's a film, a video on the website, uspie.org, called Truth and Lies in American Education. What will people see if they watch?
Yes, it's a very good film that helps people understand from very expert points of view, told by the angle of a mom herself and her discovery of how what the schools are teaching the children is wrong. It doesn't create good citizenship. And worse, it doesn't even teach kids how to read, write, and do math.
Melanie Curtis, she is with us this morning. United States Parents Involved in Education, USPIE.org. She's also president of the Michigan State chapter of USPIE. Melanie, thanks so much for jumping on this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you very much, Scott. Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This portion of the show brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the resource every Michigan business owner needs to keep up on the fast-changing world of business, and they can help you navigate the challenges. They have thousands of members, so some experience no matter what you're trying to do. Check out the Michigan Chamber, michamber.com, michamber.com. That's michamber.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show.